What are you doing? Then I'm just, oh, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Donald Trump.
I will be announcing the all caps most dishonest and corrupt media awards of the year on Monday at 5:00. Subjects will cover dishonesty and bad reporting in various categories from the fake news media. Stay tuned! Exclamation point.
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil!
Donald Trump.
Space.
Ben. Donald Trump.
Says.
Let's put it this way. There is absolutely no collusion. That has been proven. When you look at the committees, whether it's the Senate or the House, everybody walk, my worst enemies, they walk out, they say, there is no collusion, but we'll continue to look. They're spending millions and millions of dollars. There is absolutely no collusion. I didn't make a phone call to Russia. I have nothing to do with Russia. Everybody knows it. That was a Democrat hoax. It was an excuse for losing the election. And it should have never been this way, where they spent all these millions of dollars. So now even the Democrats admit there's no collusion. There is no collusion. That's it.
Behind.
Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
On the Russia investigation, Mr. Trump repeated 16 times that there was no collusion between his campaign and Russia.
No collusion. 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 No collusion.
Donald Trump.
Be not the Superman, Aryan pure Superman.
Yeah, he is the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald Trump.
This world new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald Trump.
Space when we bring to the world disorder.
When Donald Trump
says.
Sources with first-hand knowledge tell CBS News that he told a group of wealthy people at his exclusive Mar-a-Lago estate, quote, you all just got a lot richer.
This is going to cost me a fortune, this thing. Believe me. Believe me. This is not good for me. Me, it's not so. I have some very wealthy friends. Not so happy with me, but that's okay.
Be Heil. Heil.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Ha ha ha!
Donald Trump
says. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un just stated that the nuclear button is on his desk at all times. Will someone from his depleted and food-starved regime please inform him that I, too, have a nuclear button, but it is a much bigger and more powerful one than his, and my button works! Exclamation point.
Be higher,
riding Donald Trump.
Space not to love
Donald Trump.
It's a great disgrace, so be higher, riding
Donald Trump.
Space.
The president versus the FBI.
This morning, Trump visited the FBI. Yep, he walked in, saw his photo on the wall, and was like, isn't that nice? I'm the most wanted. Trump was the first president to speak at the FBI graduation since Richard Nixon.
It was just 5 days before the 2016 election, and Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who of course would go on to be White House press secretary, tweeted this. When you're attacking FBI agents because you're under criminal investigation, you're losing. What a difference a year makes.
It was far from a silent night or holiday weekend for President Trump on Twitter. A new round of tweets have him facing off against the FBI.
FBI cannot, after all of this time, verify claims in dossier of Russia-Trump collusion, FBI tainted.
Trump is trying systematically to discredit the FBI. The president hates the investigation, he fears it, and he wants to shut it down or curb it as much as he can.
The president personally singled out the number two person at the FBI, Andy McCabe, accusing his wife of taking money from what Trump called Clinton puppets and suggesting he's racing to retire. All of this follows reports that the FBI's top lawyer, James Baker, will be reassigned. Both moves are seen as agency responses to what is very clear now in the light of day, a growing strategy by some on the right to undermine the FBI as a way to try to muddy up Special Counsel Bob Mueller.
We have a situation where the president is engaged in digital McCarthyism with his implications of the intelligence community as part of some conspiracy, the deep state.
The Russia investigation reaches the White House. Special Counsel Robert Mueller closes in on the president and his inner circle with a guilty plea from Michael Flynn.
Flynn says he lied to the FBI about his contacts with Russia.
This is a serious charge. Lying to the federal investigators as a max, it's a felony and has a maximum 5-year penalty.
They've tried to suggest that the FBI and CIA and Justice Department somehow are an enemy of the administration and therefore need to be taken down. And that's nonsense is what that is.
Crooked Hillary Clinton's top aide, Huma Abedin, has been accused of disregarding basic security protocols. She put classified passwords into the hands of foreign agents. Remember sailors' pictures on submarine? Jail. Deep State Justice Department must finally act. Also on Comey and others.
Remember sailors' pictures on submarine? I think Grandpa's reminiscing again. Now, this is the President of the United States tweeting. And in his tweet, he described the Justice Department as a deep state entity because it is so corrupt, it is unwilling to throw his political opponents in jail. That is a serious charge. That the kind of thing you can never, ever make lightly, and of course you could never take back. Today, the White House insists Donald Trump does not think DOJ is deep state, despite tweeting otherwise. Yes, Sarah Huckabee Sanders said that this afternoon. Who got to her? Could it be the deep state?
Some explosive new quotes from former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon talking about the Russia investigation, all from a forthcoming book, a book coming out soon by author Michael Wolff. This was first made public by The Guardian. NBC News has obtained a copy of this book. First, Bannon says this about the June 9th meeting at Trump Tower. Quote,
the three senior guys in the campaign thought it was a good idea to meet with a foreign government inside Trump Tower in the conference room on the 25th floor with no lawyers. They didn't have any lawyers.
even if you thought that this was not treasonous or unpatriotic or bad blank, and I happen to think it's all of that, you should have called the FBI immediately.
You realize where this is going. This is all about money laundering. Mueller chose senior prosecutor Andrew Weissman first, and he is a money laundering guy. Their path to bleep Trump goes right through Paul Manafort, Don Jr., and Jared Kushner. It's as plain as a hair on your face.
Dangerous accusation without providing proof.
President Trump's allegation that then-President Obama bugged his phones during the election.
President Trump's stunning claim
accusing President Obama of spying on him.
One ringy dingy. Is this Mr. Hoover? Mr. Jedgar Hoover? Good. Then I have reached the party to whom I am speaking. Mr. Hoover, this is Miss Tomlin from the telephone company. It is my duty, Mr. Hoover, to discuss with you some of the abuses of your instrument. Yes. Yes, it does sound rather un-American, doesn't it? Now then, Mr. Hoover, I have your file here before me. Oh, yes, I'm sure that you have a file on me, too. After all, turnabout is fair play. Yes, it does sound perverted. Now then. Mr. Hoover, I have a... find that you and your agents have indulged in the illegal and unfair practice of wiretapping. Wiretapping.
Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
Oh, Mr. Hoover, listening to other people's conversations. Oh, how do I know? From listening to your calls, that's how I know. Oh, no. Mr. Hoover, don't be rude. I'll make a loud noise into my mouthpiece and perhaps deafen you for life. Now, Mr. Hoover, may I ask, do you have a telephone directory handy? Good. Let us turn to page VIII and recite in unison. It is a crime under both federal and state law to use a
Twitter
for annoying or harassing purposes, or to knowingly permit a
Twitter
under one's control to be used for such purposes. This includes
tweets
in which the caller remains silent, etc., 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 etc. Oh, you do know the law, Mr. Hoover. Now, Jedgar, listen. Is there anybody at your place listening in? Everybody. Good. Let's get right to the nitty-gritty. There's absolutely no reason for your people to skulk about, electronically speaking. You can get all the information you need from us. Probably a lot more accurately, too. Good. Good, then we will be in touch.
President claimed the Steele dossier is the basis for the FBI's probe into Russia's election meddling and the question of collusion with the Trump campaign.
Fake news, Russian dossier bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton.
The fake dossier bought and paid for by the Clinton campaign.
Didn't she spend $12.4 million on a dossier that was a total phony?
Hi there. It's everyone's favorite 35-page intelligence report, the Trump-Russia dossier. The president claims that the intel inside this dossier is not real. Sure. Speaking of not real, which of us is the one who created a make-believe time cover? Hehehehehe. Hilarious. Also, so what, if Clinton and the Democratic Party provided funding for this report? The data is relevant regardless of who sponsored it. Think about it. If someone's husband did sex on cameras with prostitutes, and the cameras were paid for by Hillary Clinton, could the husband be like, hold up, sweetie, you have seen clear evidence of that sex party with prostitutes, but them cameras were paid for with Hillary Clinton's money? His significant other would be like, still not cool, lift Ukraine-related Western sanctions against Russia, or this relationship is over. she was Putin in that metaphor.
Let's talk about Russia. You made a lot of headlines with Russia this week. What exactly is your relationship with Vladimir Putin?
I have no relationship with Putin. I have no relationship with Putin.
But if you have no relationship with Putin, then why did you say in 2013, I do have a relationship? In 2014.
Because he said nice things about me over the years. I remember years ago he said something, many years ago. He said something very nice about me. I said something good about him when Larry King was on. This is a long time ago. And I said, he is a tough cookie, or something to that effect. He said something nice about me. This has been going on. We did 60 Minutes together. By the way, not together, together, meaning he was probably shot in Moscow and I was in New York.
That's the thing.
No, just so you understand. He said very nice things about me, but I have no relationship with him. I don't. I've never met him.
3 years, 13, 14, and 15, that you did have a relationship with him.
No, look, what do you call a relationship? I mean, he treats me with great respect. I have no relationship with Putin. I don't think I've ever met him. I've never met him. I don't think I've ever met
him. You would know it if you did, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so. So I don't think I've ever met him. I mean, if he's in the same room or something, but I don't think so.
Never spoken to him on the phone?
I never met him in Moscow. Where?
Never spoken to him on the phone?
I have never spoken to him on the phone, no. I've spoken when we had the Miss Universe contest a number of years ago. We had Miss Universe in the Moscow area. He was invited. He wanted to come but wasn't able to come. That would have been a time when I would have met him.
But I just want to clear this up because you did say on three different occasions you had a relationship with him. Now you say there is none.
Well, I don't know what it means by having a relationship. I mean, he was saying very good things about me, but I don't have a relationship with him. I didn't meet him. I haven't spent time with him. I didn't have dinner with him. I didn't go hiking with him. I don't know. I wouldn't know him from Adam, except I see his picture and I know what he looks like.
91 times he's played golf since being president, which is once every 4 days.
But I do speak for the common man who does his lousy job, goes to church twice a year and watches women's tennis because he likes to hear them grunt. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Those real people out there who buy their coffee from the mini-mart and grab enough sugar packs for a week. Honest, hard-working, sugar-stealing American.
Only I'm glad you're passionate. I just hope you're not riling people up.
Oh, don't worry. People know I'm doing a character. Like Stephen Colbert or Newt Gingrich. I have something very, very pro-American to share with you. And this country has something extra that makes our meat the juiciest, most melt-in-your-mouth, stay-in-your-heart meat in the world. That's right. I'm talking about the gravy of freedom.
You know, symbols can often rile people up. The swastika, the New York Yankees logo.
Oh, don't worry, sweetie. I think I know how to whip up an audience just short of a frenzy.
These are the framers of the Constitution, Homer. This great nation is built upon the hard work of, well, as you would say, nerds.
Nerds! You want I should mess them up?
I want you should not mess. You are an embarrassment to the aristocratic slaveholders who forged this mighty nation.
Oh, Dad, I'm so glad you've heard the voice of reason.
Yes, the will of the people should not be subverted by demagogues.
Sanctions and other pressures are beginning to have a big impact on North Korea. Soldiers are dangerously fleeing to South Korea. Rocket Man now wants to talk to South Korea for first time. Perhaps that is good news. Perhaps not. We will see.
About nuclear war. Kim Jong-un said the nuclear button's on his desk at all times. So Trump replied, will someone from his depleted and food-starved regime please inform him that I, too, have a nuclear button, but it is much bigger and much more powerful than his, and my button works.
Nuclear war, yeah. They're talking about, yeah. Nuclear war, yeah. As they push that button.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un just stated that the nuclear button is on his desk at all times. Will someone from his depleted and food-starved regime please inform him that I, too, have a nuclear button, but that it is much bigger and more powerful one than his, and my button works.
They're talking about, this nuclear wall. They're talking about, nuclear wall. If they push that button.
We literally have gotten down to mine is bigger than yours.
Blast you, so high in the sky, gonna blast you, so high in the sky,
President Trump just a few minutes ago tweeted out North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has stated that the nuclear button is on his desk at all times. Will someone from his depleted and food-starved regime please inform him that I, too, have a nuclear button, but it is a much bigger and more powerful one than his, and my button works.
What is the reaction so far that you're seeing?
This is not a game that we want to play. Nobody wants to get into this bickering match. Nukes are not something to be laughed about.
If they push that button, goodbye. If they push that button.
Trump comparing nuclear button size with Kim Jong-un, putting the world at risk in the process.
They're talking about. Nuclear war. Radiation. Mutation.
Maybe it'll lead to peace. Maybe it'll lead to thermonuclear war. No way of knowing. I, as the president, would do something about it, but I'm too busy keeping all the planes in the sky.
Hydrogen bombs. Atomic bomb.
We're back to my hands are bigger than your hands. My nuclear button is bigger than your nuclear button. There is sort of a male sort of, rivalry here.
Goodbye.
The president speaks for himself. I think we have to continue, as he said, to take the threat from North Korea very seriously. Certainly at DHS, we're doing all we can to prepare for any possible scenario that would involve the homeland.
If they push that button.
My button's bigger than yours. Mine's bigger than yours. My button's bigger than yours.
If they push that button, radiation makes mutation. Donald Trump doesn't have a button on his desk for a nuclear weapon, but he does, according to reports that we've read, have a button for Diet Coke.
They're talking about nuclear war. Fire.
Melting.
People.
they push that button.
If they push that button.
If they push that button.
If they push that button.
It's gonna blast you so high.
It's gonna blast you so high.
Up in the sky.
Right in the sky.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Farewell.
Farewell.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Skits
from
Spike Jones,
the
Hollies,
the Shadows,
Alkaline Trio, Lily Tomlin,
the
Peter Serafinovich,
Sun
Ra,
and
Golden Earring,
and thanks to
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Reed,
Jimmy Brown,
Ari Melba, Katie Ter, Ali Belshi, Steve Schmidt, Pete
Williams,
Stephen Colbert, Hallie
Jackson,
Nicole Wallace, James Cummy, Sean Hannity, Janine Pirro,
George
Stephanopoulos,
Jimmy
Kimmel, Homer Simpson, Marge Simpson, Lisa Simpson,
David
Gergen.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.